Edwin Dalton Marchant, 1806 to 1887. Abraham Lincoln, 1863. Oil on Canvas, an 1863 copy by the artist from his original portrait painted earlier in 1863. Gift of Rose Standish Whiting from the collection of William Whiting, 1899. In December of 1862, the newly formed Union League of Philadelphia commissioned artist Edward Dalton Marchant to paint a portrait of President Abraham Lincoln. Between January and May of 1863, Lincoln sat for Marchant in the White House. The artist depicted the president with pen in hand, the signed Emancipation Proclamation, on a table next to him. A statue of the goddess Liberty appears in the upper right-hand corner, her foot on a broken chain. In May 1863, Marchant was commissioned by William Whiting to paint a copy of his portrait of Lincoln. A lawyer who had been born and raised in Concord, he both attended and for a time taught at the old Concord Academy, Whiting was a special counselor and solicitor for the War Department during the Civil War. Lincoln had been influenced by Whiting's The War Powers of the President and Legislative Powers of Congress in Relation to Rebellion, Treason, and Slavery, 1862, which supported the President's authority to issue the Emancipation Proclamation.